So if you get this revelation, it's not about that time. See, every service, every time we come in here, every service shouldn't be the same. If every time I get in the pulpit, it may be a time I need to do that. But it shouldn't be like that. So once I get this truth in me and put distraction and voices from the enemy on mute, so I can hear clearly what the Lord is saying. You can mute him. You understand? How many of y'all got phones and don't even know how to mute it? Please go home and learn how to mute your phone. Go to somebody that have a phone and say, show me how to mute my phone. Put him on mute. Get rid of, don't come to church going home. You know what I mean by that? You come to church going home, that means you never got to church. Your body here, but you back at home or somewhere else. Come here to hear from the Spirit of God. So he said, I will praise thee, why, O Lord? I will praise thee, rather, for I am, the man had gotten a revelation, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Then he recognized, since I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, I am in a place to recognize marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. I got a revelation of that I am who God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. And I will have what God says I have, and I will accomplish what God says for me to accomplish. I am able to hear in my spirit what God is saying to my spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, instead of allowing the words you speak foolishly, we get rid of them, take them to the garbage and dump them. Put them in a garbage bag, tie them up, and send them off. Because they will trap you, they'll snare you, they'll catch you, they'll hold you, and you will remain in a place of limitation under control of Satan. He will not allow you. He don't want you to get your hands on stuff. If you're going to put it in the kingdom of God, he wants to get everything he can out of your hand, out of your control, make you think, make you feel, and even put situation on you so you can think that you can't have it. But God proved it right here. He took a few people and he did it. And your heart ought to be encouraged. You ought to really be encouraged. Sometimes, I'm going to say it, I didn't even have this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Sometimes he will do things, and I know you thought my wife had fell off her rocker. He said, start thinking thousands of dollars. And you were thinking 5 cents, quarter. I remember growing up in my home church. They would get up to take up an offering. Who would give a quarter? Who would give? They'll start out with a dime. Who'll give a dime? Who'll give a quarter? And don't even mention a dollar. You give it to a dollar, you big shot. And they had that list, brother so-and-so 25 cents, brother so-and-so 50 cents, brother so-and-so 35 cents, brother so-and-so a dollar. Ooh, there you hear people perk up when they say a dollar. Don't say $2.50. What is behind this? See, when we recognize where we've been, what was behind these things, then we can get out of them. Satan wants to confine you. He wants to contain you. He wants to take control of you. He wants to capture you so you don't think outside of the box. You just think small, feel small, act small, talk small, get around small people. In other words, somebody talking to unbelief, you're talking. But when you realize you are what? Fearfully. And what else? Wonderfully made. And you know right well inside of you that I'm like God. I'm supposed to do this. This is my normal way of living. To live the other way, that's abnormal. I'm supposed to live healthy. I'm supposed to be wealthy. I'm supposed to be in charge. I'm supposed to dominate. Listen to the next verse. And then you believe it or not, it's almost 8 o'clock, and I just,